10, verses 25 to 37. Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. So last time I was speaking to you guys, which seems like a long time ago, it was pretty much a month ago, I spoke to you guys about just the sufficiency of the gospel, its power of the gospel, and how it's sufficient for all of life, how the gospel changes us, how it shapes us, how it drives us to think and feel and behave and act, and how we make decisions. And so the gospel changes us, it shapes us. And so this morning, we're going to sort of continue on along those lines, and we're going to talk about a little bit about how the gospel, how we live it out, just one of the aspects of living out the gospel. And so here, we have the parable of the Good Samaritan. We all kind of know this parable. It's one of Jesus' most beloved parables. It's one of the most well-known, for sure, if not the most well-known. And we all know the story. So I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about this. Give you a bit of insight. Hopefully we can glean a little bit more out of it that maybe something you didn't know. But we'll just go on, and I'll read it for us. Luke 10, verse 25 to 37. It says this, "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to them, 'What is written in the law? How do you read it?' And he answered, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live.' But he," meaning the lawyer, "desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus replied, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that same road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to that place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And so on the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Now, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, God, Holy Spirit, that you are illuminating these words, Lord, and bringing them to life before us, Lord. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, that this morning, God, that you would be here just showing us what you will, that, God, you would challenge us, that you would teach us, and that you just show us exactly what you want us to learn and how you want us to change, Lord, this morning. So we pray that these words of Jesus, Lord, would touch our lives, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So just to give you a bit of background on what's going on here, here's Jesus. And he sends out the 72, there's 12 disciples, right? But he's somehow this group of 72 other people came along aside him, they're following him. And he sends them out. He sends them out 2 by 2. And they come back and they're saying, "Jesus, it's awesome, man. Like, we get to drive out demons. We're healing the sick. All these things. Even the demons are afraid of us, you know?" And Jesus is, he's celebrating with them. He's praying to God. He's saying, "Father, thank you. Thank you that you have shown these little children, that you've hidden these things from the strong, but you've showed these things to little children." And he's saying, "Thank you." And all of a sudden, this random guy shows up, this random lawyer, right? And he goes, "Excuse me, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And this lawyer, most likely he's a guy who was sent to follow Jesus around to make sure, just to keep track on him. He's probably sent by the Pharisees or the Jewish authorities at the time. And what he's there to do is trying to catch Jesus doing something he shouldn't be doing. Something that they can accuse him about, right? Because this, all along this time, Jesus had been preaching the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is here. And then the Jews aren't liking it. So this guy is there, probably to check up on him, maybe to catch him in saying something that they can accuse him about. So he's there, and Jesus is saying this prayer to God, thanking him for what he's doing in these guys' lives. And all of a sudden, this guy shows up. Teacher, what shall I do to get eternal life? He's testing him. He's testing Jesus. He's trying to catch Jesus to say something that he shouldn't. And this guy, this lawyer, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he probably grew up knowing, learning about the scripture. He probably has the law, all five books of the Pentateuch, you know, the first five books of our Bible, memorized. So he knows exactly what the answer is. And so he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your strength, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's these two laws that were written in the Old Testament, in the Torah, or the Jewish scripture, which we know as the Old Testament. It's these two laws that all of these laws, all 618 or wherever, how many laws there are in the Old Testament, they flow from these two very principles. These two things summarize the entire law of the Old Testament. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. All of these, all of the 600 laws point to this. And so he answers, right? And then Jesus says to the astute lawyer, to the astute answer, you've answered correctly, go and do likewise. And you just imagine that now. So he answers, Jesus says, you know, you answered correctly and stuff. And so he turns around, starts talking to his disciples again.